From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Flights from Russia to Egypt and back and forth have now been suspended by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Russian leader acting quickly after the chief of the country's security service recommended the halt. A French television network today reported one investigator with access to the downed flight's recording boxes recovered from the wreckage said an explosion can be heard distinctly through the flight. The French news agency reporting one investigator is saying the plane sustained a violent sudden end and that everything was normal during the flight, absolutely normal, then there was nothing. British vacationers like this man encountered long delays in leaving Sharm el-Sheikh.
The biggest issues have probably been at the Sharm el-Sheikh sort of end of things. The hardest bit was just no one really knew what was going on. No one knew how long we were going to be there for. But we were put up in some really nice hotels. Everything was paid for and accommodating. It was brilliant.
And here is British Ambassador to Egypt, John Casson.
Flights are coming in that will allow us to take more people home later today. They're just challenging logistical issues involved in making sure that flights can leave and arrive in a busy airport in line with international regulations in a way that's safe. We're working through those issues. We've got very good collaboration, and our expectation is to get as many people home as soon as possible.
This in reaction to last weekend's downing of a Russian Metro jet, killing all 224 passengers and crew on board. White House officials say President Barack Obama has concluded that that Israeli and Palestinian leaders will make no significant progress toward peace before he leaves office in early 2017. That pessimistic forecast disclosed as Mr. Obama prepares to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. This is VOA News. Moscow says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met by telephone today on efforts to widen international political talks on Syria to include both opposition groups and the Assad government. Russia's foreign ministry reported in a statement that Lavrov and Kerry discussed the multinational fight against Islamic State extremists and militant organizations in the Middle East as well. Earlier this year, Russia hosted talks with the main Syrian opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, as part of a push for dialogue with the Syrian government. The Syrian National Coalition boycotted Russian-hosted talks in February and April, and that allowed for a failure to make progress. Political campaigning in Myanmar has now drawn to a close ahead of a national vote that could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. Western nations and human rights groups are calling for fair, free, and transparent elections on Sunday. At the U.S. State Department, spokesman John Kirby has said key U.S. officials are watching closely the elections as an index of Myanmar's progress from military dictatorship to democracy. Kirby says the U.S. is focused on ensuring that the conduct and outcome of the elections are credible, transparent, and as inclusive as possible. Britain's ambassador to Myanmar, Julian Braithwaite, said a vote that is credible, inclusive, and transparent, and which represents the will of the people, would stand as a lasting legacy for the current government. President Barack Obama on Friday rejected construction of the controversial Keystone Oil Pipeline from drilling sites in Canada through the central region of the United States.
This morning, Secretary Kerry informed me that after extensive public outreach and consultation with other cabinet agencies, the State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
He said it would not make a meaningful long-term contribution with job creation. It would not lower the already low gas prices for U.S. motorists as well. Mr. Obama said he called Canada's new Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, to inform him of that decision. Environmentalists have long claimed that the Keystone Project would damage the fragile environment in its path. The United States said Friday its labor market rebounded sharply from 3 months of weak job growth. It added 271,000 jobs in October and likely eased the way for the central bank to raise interest rates coming up next month. The Labor Department reported the U.S. unemployment rate edged down to 5.1% last month, the lowest rate in 7 years. The world's largest economy shrugged off a sluggish manufacturing sector showing strong job growth in professional and business services, healthcare, retail, food services, and construction. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.